Hello, everyone. You're here with Maureen Siddiqui.
And Alexis Lenihan.
Welcome back for another episode of The Unleashed Leader, where we talk about all things leadership and how to break free from what is holding you back so you can truly become limitless.
And listen, this episode may have originally aired live to Facebook. So if you want to watch the actual video, be sure you click on the show notes in the description and you can access the link to the video on YouTube.
It's Corner Office Chats with Maureen and Alexis. So today's topic, Alexis, we are talking about intentional communication.
In terms of intentional communication, this is what separates those really great leaders from the good leaders, or the really great friends, the really great listeners from the good listeners or the good friends. It's like, it's that intention that goes behind the message, or even if it's not the message, the presence within a conversation. And so the first thing really has to do with mindset and really thinking through, what is your intention for this communication? What kind of experience do I want to create here? Now, I'm not saying that necessarily we have to do this with every single little communication with our spouses and with our kids, but when it's a bigger conversation, when it's a conversation with your team member, and especially now when most of us are working remotely, a lot of us are working remotely, those communications that we do have with our team are so important, because you're not passing each other 50 times in the office. You're not having all these little sidebar conversations and developing the relationship that way in person like we did before. So now these communications, because they're not quite as often, we really want to be intentional about the experience that we're creating there. And so that sometimes is just taking a few minutes before you start the conversation to think, okay, what do I want this person to know? How do I want this person to feel at the end of the conversation? And what do I need to do to get us there? As opposed to just jumping in and like, let's just hope that they get what I'm saying, instead of taking a few minutes to really think about it and think about what you're going to say and what you want to create in that moment with that person.
It all comes down to your mindset. It's shifting that mindset and everything. Why are you hearing this so much about having clarity and shifting that mindset? Because the core foundation to anything, whether it's your communication, whether it's through Zoom, on a phone, in an email, whatever it is, that your social media, whatever communication you're doing, even with your spouse or with your children, with your coworkers, your peers, you want to make sure that you've got that clear mindset, what it is that you're bringing into that conversation. So very, very key thing when you're coming in. I wanted to give an example. You can imagine if you're speaking to your children. Let's talk about children. Most of us have children at home and are dealing with, you know, virtual learning and all those things. So think about, you know, what type of communication or intentions you're putting into having a conversation with them. 9 out of 10 times you're trying to make them do something, like get on your call, get your stuff done. And when we're doing that, we're not coming from a point of, you know, how it's going to affect them. So when we're in our own mindset and not thinking, not being with somebody out there, there's no connection. We're only coming from what we're dealing with and what we need done. So it's really important that the first thing you do when you're setting your intention is make a connection first with the person, whether it's your child, your spouse, your coworker, or just a friend that you're talking to. Ask them, how are you? How is your day? We do also need to, I was like, I'm really sorry that you went through that, or really excited for you that you got a 90% on something that you studied so hard for, you know, whatever it is. And then slowly start to transition. So really, really important when you're creating that intentional communication that you are connecting with the other person and really seeing where they are. And actually you can reform if they're really frustrated or if they're really in another level in their energy, you can actually connect to that level and then start bringing them back down to where you can really connect with them. So it's really on how you're being. So that's my little tidbit about intentional communication.
And in that too is being really aware of the language that we're using and making sure that you're not using too much negative language. And sometimes it's just a simple rephrasing and reframing of the question or the statement to be more positive leaning. And we may not even think about it, but it's just the way in which people are going to interpret it. So for example, let's say you had a team member and you need them to do something different on they're uploading data in a certain way. And let's say they're batch uploading it and you need them to individually upload it because it's crashing the system. I don't know. This is just made up. But instead of saying, no matter how nicely you say it, please don't batch upload. You could say, could you please upload individually as this is better suited for the system? And instead of saying, please don't do this, just ask them what you would like them to do. Yeah. And it's just a simple, you're going to get to the same result. You're just being a little bit more direct and more framed to the positive. Specifically in business, we want to be a little bit more intentional because we don't always have the time to kind of come back, swing back to the same conversation, a different conversation with somebody else. With our kids or our partners, sometimes there's a little bit more leniency because you can come back. Sorry about that. We don't always have that in business, in more professional communication. So we want to be more intentional going in. The other thing that I want to bring up is on top of language is that nonverbal communication is so important. It's important in real life. And we're relying on things like Zoom and Microsoft Teams and these platforms that are amazing at connecting us. But I find it's almost sometimes harder that nonverbal communication can actually throw people off. So you're trying to have a conversation. You can see somebody's eyes up into the corner doing something else as they're talking. It's just like if you were in a conversation in real life and all of a sudden the person picks their phone and starts texting. When we're in real life, we can sometimes catch ourselves quicker or the person can say like, hello, you can catch it. And yeah. But on things like this, it's easy to make the other person feel like their time is not valuable. It can easily make them feel like you're actually not listening. So being aware of that nonverbal eye contact, your facial expression, and it gets hard when we're virtual.
It's not just about effective or the right communication or clear communication. It's really about the intention that you want to leave there and visualizing that and creating that experience. So think about for like introverts, it's really tough. You know, my husband, my daughter, they're both introverts. They're like, how do you come up with stuff to talk to with strangers? I'm like, I don't know. Just start talking. We may talk about the pandemic first, or we may talk about our kids, or what are we up to, or what's exciting us today, and what's been on our dashboard of as a struggle for us today that we're trying to get through. Because we're all human beings. We're going through our life. So it's just when you have that clear space, you can create whatever it is in conversation.
There's so many opportunities, and because we have an intention. We may not know exactly what the topic is going to be, but our intention is to support you. We're very conscious of those conversations and the impression or the feeling that we want to leave you with. And really, that's where it starts. And then it's amazing where those conversations can go, but we're thinking through them and we're prepared for the atmosphere and the experience that we want to create. And that's what we're talking about behind intentional communication, is just putting a little bit of thought into how you want that to unfold, how you want the other person to feel. And so all of those things we talked about, the language, being aware of the language that you're using, all of that falls into how that other person is going to feel. We're not sure what you need, but we're here to support. And it just triggered for me, like when a boss, or if you're a leader and you've got a team, and if your boss says, okay, what do you need? That feeling sometimes is like, ooh, I don't want to tell them I need anything, because then maybe they think I can't do my job. The same question, but phrased differently, how can I support you? You're still offering support, whether you're saying, what do you need? Or how can I support you in this? It's the same result that you're after, but it's a different way of phrasing it. Again, a couple of seconds of thinking about how you're going to word something can make all the difference and can make all the experience with the other person. When you have a relationship, whether it's an intimate relationship, whether it's a professional relationship, there has to be give and take.
One last tidbit I will add to this is that stand in your commitment in the that you're creating. So with my commitment is partnership with Alexis. With my commitment with my husband is that we have a connected relationship. So with my commitment to my kids is I'm supporting them. They're now teenagers, young adults. They want to do everything on their own. Is to support them as young adults as they go on to being their own individual person. It's very hard. It gets hard. But stand in the commitment with whoever it is, your friend, your colleague, your spouse, your partner, whoever it is. make sure that you're standing in that commitment. And what do you want that to, how do you want that to show up? How do you want it to lead that person? Do you want them to be left being supported? Do you want them to left feeling connected? Do you want them to being left feeling positive? How, what is it that, what is your role in your connection with that person? So when you start to do that, like how many of us have siblings that sometimes we don't see eye to eye, or even with our parents, or like get frustrated because they don't see things the same way, or whatever. But I'm committed to having that relationship with my sibling or with my parents. So I stand with love. I stand with connection. That's what I'm going to leave them. We can disagree all day long. That's fine. But I still love them. And I make sure that when I leave, I intentionally communicate to them that I love them, no matter what it is that we've, you know, maybe had a little spat about. So it's, you really can, as leaders, you all can really have an impact on how you're showing up. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good rest of your week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the episode of The Unleashed Leader with your hosts and high performance coaches, Maureen and Alexis.
If you enjoyed this episode and found some inspiration, motivation, or had a great aha moment, then please share it, like it, or review it. And if you have a great comment or a burning question, we would love to hear how we can help. Don't forget to check out our webpage at goalsetcoach.com and find Goal Set Coach on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
And to make it easy to find us, you can text GSC to 404-737-3299, and you will get all the links sent to your phone directly. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you at the next episode. Bye now.